We are up to the Pehei of Beis. We're way behind. We should be in Pei Vav and Aleph. It's not in our nature. So let's start. Tonu Rabbanan, we learn Sheves. How do you determine Sheves unemployment? The guy could have been a very skilled employer. So how do you pay him for unemployment over and above you already paid him for damages? So we deem him Ki'ilu Hushayim Bekeshuyin. He's a cucumber guard. And you don't get paid very much for that. And even in his current situation that he lost his hand, he can still be a cucumber guard. Before this, he wasn't a playing guard. Before this, he was a diamond schleifer, a diamond cutter. He had all these different trades, skilled trades, and making a fortune. And now you pay him, paying him as a guard, the most basic form of a job. How is that compensation? Says the Gemara, this person gets well again. He won't collect money as a guard. Shakel eladoli davla. He will draw buckets of water from the well. Vishakel agal, get paid well. Or inami ozel b'shliach, will be a freight courier. Vishakel agra, and you'll get paid for that. Says the Gemara, you got it all wrong. Midas hadin loy loksa. Nothing was affected. Shikavar nosan loy demei yada. He already paid him for the hand. When he paid him the hezek for the hand, you paid him for the damage that the hand is. And what was the damage? That you can no longer be a diamond cutter, you can no longer carry a thing, you can no longer be a shliach. Udmei ragle, for his foot, you can no longer walk. That was paid for. But now he could have at least been a shemir for a kishuyin. But he can't because he's sick. And that's the unemployment you pay. The benefit that he could do at this stage. From where he was till he is now, you already paid him. It's included in the hezek. Because you go to the market and say, what would you pay for a person who can perform these duties and a person who cannot perform these duties? That's what you're paying. So it includes in there already the compensation for the loss of work. What happened? He chopped off his hand. And nice and light. You pay him the value of that hand. The Sheves said, but you also pay him for unemployment. We deem him if he lost his hand, he can still be a guard, so therefore, and probably can't because he's sick, so we pay him the unemployment for a guard. What about he broke his foot? He can no longer be a guard. You pay him the loss of a leg, which means the loss of the job of a guard as well. But the Sheves, we still give him unemployment. There's still a job capable for somebody who has no leg. So we see Kiilu Shaim is a Pesach. He's a guard, a stationary. Simes Eina, you blinded him. Now he could hardly do any work. Nevertheless, he could do one form of work. So you pay him by the yad up to that form of work. And then you pay unemployment. He could have done that work. Now he can't because he's sick. What's Sheves? As if he's grinding a mill. What about he made him deaf? You made him deaf. Now he cannot do any form of work. You can't talk to him. You can't instruct him. You can't do anything. He's therefore noised mekule. In part of the hezek, you pay him for everything because he lost use of every faculty in his body. So it's included. It includes unemployment benefits. There's nothing that he can do. But you know, as a question, cut us your day. What about the following? You chopped off his hand. He didn't assess it. How much it's worth? Then Shiva exactly broke his leg. And like, further, he didn't assess it. Sima said he blinded his eye. He didn't assess it. He made him deaf. Mao, he's a wonderful master to have. Mao, what's it in?
They call him Lucky Phil. This life.
Do we say Kivan the loy amdu? Since you did not assess him bechad umdu, you didn't do it all one go. Since you didn't assess it after each one, so maybe let's wait and do all four together. But you have to make cool about it. You pay more one among go. I might not have come in. Why would it have an impact on the total amount? Oh, right, but we'll see. You take each damage separately. You have vinyl and you pay. Not come in. Where would it be a difference? The boil and mesa like tzar or beche. They go chod and chod. All the other ones make no difference if it's an aggregate or individual. But when it comes to tzar pain, if you collect all together the pain gets minimized when it's all together. And Ubaish is so to the shame. They call Chadav Chadan, he, the Nezik, the Deeper Shepherds. If you divide the Nezik or the medical bills or the unemployment, the Chal Chadav Chadan, La Yavinalei, you won't give it to him. They keep him the Kayav, the Mekule. We're not going to give him Nezik, we're not going to give him a Nezik, a Shevis, a Deeper Shevis, and Shevis and Baish. We're not going to give him a Deeper Shevis, unemployment and medical bills, because since you got the aggregate of basically he's sick top to bottom. And therefore, you have to pay it all out. So you're not gaining anything by aggregating them or keeping them separate. Commander Kotnodom, as if he killed him. So there is not an employment, you got to pay him a hezek, as if you completely finished him off.
Why the Shabbos be different?
No, the Shabbos is only if he's able to work. And then, now that he's sick, he can't. But he's not able to work once you gave him all that damage. So when you pay him for the damages, you include automatically the ability to work.
No, but I'm saying if he broke the guy's hand, so the guy's off work for 6 weeks till his hand heals. Now he broke his foot, he's off work for another 2 months.
No, but what is he off work from? Think. If he broke his hand, he's off work from whatever he's doing, but it could have been a guard. So you'd pay all that.
Yeah. But that's 2 months worth there.
Of that. But the months is the same if you put it together or not. The whole deal was 6 months.
Let's say he did all of these injuries in one shot. No. It might take him 6 months to heal. Okay, if he did it one after the next, it might take him a couple of years to heal.
We're talking about one after the next the same day. If it's 3 months later, don't talk about it.
Okay. I thought it's consecutive injuries.
It's all in the same day, but it's three different events. So now, form of work, he can no longer do any work. Since he lost all four, he can't do any form of work. So you got to pay him, including in the nezek, you got to pay him every kind of work that he could have done, he lost. It's all included. So what's left to give him unemployment? He couldn't be employed. They have to pay the pain and shame for each one independently. Each one generates his own pain and shame. The intim to them, if you want to argue, Kivan, the loy amdu, since it wasn't assessed yet. The chiv hasn't started. Kayav led me cool about Dodi, and the chiv starts only when it's assessed, so they felt like one chiv. Amru, amdu, what happened? They assessed him, Mao. They assessed him, each one, but they didn't actually give a sentence. They worked out the determination of the price for each one, like the loss, but they didn't make a determination until it's all together. Ma, mi amenin, Kivan, amdu, chad, chad, boy, le meis, give him one, ideal, ma, Kivan, loy shalim, yod me cool all of it. Teiku. Boy, Rabbo, says Rabbo, ha-poich soibedomi ma. What about if you gave him a wound? That's only temporary. For 3 months, he has no use of his hand because it's in a sling. But afterwards, it'll bounce right back. It'll be normal. Do I pay then? Sheves and all that kind of stuff. Hey, chidomi, ki gan shi kova yoda. You hit him on his hand. Vitzomse yoda. His hand swelled. V'soifo lachzen. Eventually, your hand will revert. My, what's the din? Do we say? Keep on the cipher, Lachza, since tomorrow your hand will heal again. Lo yahav lev le midi, you don't pay him anything. You don't pay the hand. There's no loss in the hand. I got to pay you for unemployment. You didn't work for 3 months. Yeah. I'm not no nezek because the hand will bounce right back. Ideal mahashtamis afkasei. Always say no. Today, if you put you on the slave market, you'll be worth less than your hand will be in 3 months. Tyson learned the explanation is because we don't know 100% sure in the slave market, even though the doctors say in 3 months from now he'll be back to normal. But the people, it's a risk. Things can go wrong. So therefore, you'd rather buy something that's 100%. You walk in these stores and they sell secondhand goods. They promise you we had a factory refurbishment. It's just as good as new. And they're cheaper. A lot of people won't touch it. Because it's not 100% anymore. Once it broke, once, even though you fixed it, who said the repair is as good as the original?
But even if it's 100% better, it would get better. The nezek was still there for...
Oh, so I'll give you the unemployment, but not the nezek. There's no damage. The only damage was that you couldn't work, so I'll pay you for that when you couldn't work. And in fact, here, what I'll pay you couldn't work is a bit more than just a sentinel. What you could have done. Toshma coming here, Hamaka of Ivima, if somebody he beat his father, mother, Asamechabuddha, the din is if you beat, you strike your father, you chayv misa, provided that a little blood trickled out. What happened? No blood trickled out. Oh, yeah, chayvul bechaveri in Kippurim, you beat your friend in Yom Kippur, you're supposed to get Malkus, but in Yom Kippur, you chayv misa. Chorus. Chayv bekulon, you chayv five things. The reason, but why you keep here, you chayv, because you're not chayv misa unless there was blood. Chabura needs blood, and this guy was so good that, you know, he had black and blue mark, but no blood. So the question is, what do you mean he didn't make a chabura? It must be a temporary wound, that's what it means. He hit him on the hand, and the hand swelled, but eventually it will come down. It's clear what, that you still have to pay damages, because right now it's worth less than before. Amri, no. Really, the temporary damages, not damages. He made them deaf. When you make someone deaf, there's no trickle of blood. If somebody makes his father deaf, nerek, he'll get killed for it. It's impossible that to punch someone in the ear and to make him deaf without having an internal bleeding. Tifsa the dama, a drop of blood, nafal leibu udni fell in his ear. This is interesting. You know what the damage was? They gave him a shape. Shaving a person's head, that shape, gilchu is not clear, talking about the head or the beard. Usually gilchu means both, because mesaper would mean here, And giluch means everything. Game like the modern day haircuts where, you know, you shave completely the head and top and bottom. You can't tell anyone which is the top of the head or the bottom of the head. All look the same. And that is considered hezek. What kind of hezek is that? It grows right back. Now, this is a proof, like, not like Taisus, because Taisus says the definition of a temporary damage is it's risky whether it'll come back. Hair definitely will come back if this person generally grows hair. So why, and yet we're considering it a temporary damage. Behind the boy, that's exactly our question. That is our question. A temporary damage, is that a damage or not? Amr Hacham, as you're talking about, going shesach, for example, I talk about they shmeared nasha the lehada. You know what they did? They put a cream on a potion on it that deadly. That no, the hair removal comes back 6 weeks. This kills it. Today, the fountain of the lehada is if they can find that potion. I think Mara always talks about that removes hair forever. That women don't never have to cut the hair again or whatever. They can find this gemara here. Sachu nasha the lehada. It never comes back. But this potion was not yet filtered, so this potion was very strong. And what it did was it made cracks in your head. So you walked around with a bald head. If you didn't wear a yarmulke from ear to ear, there were cracks visible. And maybe even on your skin. It's painful because you have cuts in your hair. But tzavchin, you scream, mahane katufne. Ripu de boy asuye. So ripu de boy asuye. You understand? So this tzar. So now we're explaining. How is it that there is all these five things? Tzar there is because it's painful. The cracks in your head. Ripu the cure. The boy asuye. You need to be healed. Chavez unemployment. Why is he unemployed? He has cracks in his head. So why can't he do what he was doing? Cutting diamonds. Oh, this guy knows his job was. The have maraket bekuvi. He was a clown. He used to go in the market, like today they have the hospital clowns, which do make a good living, and they play a vital part in the healing of the children. They used to go dance in the streets by the market to create the mood so people should want to buy. He's a clown. The boy...
buskers, you know, where...
Yeah, I know buskers, but that's not really clowns. Them. That's all kinds of tricks.
Entertainers, isn't it?
Yeah.
But isn't that what these guys are doing, or they're working for the storekeepers?
Maraca, they dance. And actually they make funny faces. So that's something else. The face is important here, remember, because they're cracks. Machvi gavne areshe, so they show the different colors on their head. V'le machvi hanu kartufni. And nobody laughs, or they don't want to show because of these cracks. They're embarrassed. And the whole show falls away. So you have all these different payments to make. Boishes, eila boishes, got to what greater shame is in that you can't perform? And you have these cracks going through your head. This question, Rabbi had a temporary pain, whether you have to pay or not. Abaye was convinced one way, Rabbi another way. Didn't we learn? He smacked him on the hand with Samson, it swelled. And eventually it will heal. Two kinds of Shevis. Shevis Gedele is Nezek. Shevis Gedele is the real work that he was meant to do, and you can't do it, so you got to pay for that. That's called Shevis Gedele. Plus, you give him Shevis Tana. Plus, you give him unemployment. It could have been a shame. Even though it's a temporary thing, we'll pay him for the Nezek. There's no Nezek here because it's only temporary. So, what do you pay him? You don't pay him the Nezek unemployed of a gardener because the fact is it caused him unemployment. You pay him the unemployment of the job that he had. The job that he had, that's what you pay him because he can't go to work. Every day until he heals. What happens if you cut off the hand of your friend's Eved? Abaye says like this, you give a large Shevis, knows the Hezek, you give to the Eved because it's his hand that got cut off. The Shevis, and then what about, he could have still been an employer of the garden. That money goes to the master because then he works for the master. Why did when the hand was cut off, the master lost out? So Taisa says, it's no worse than if Eved gets sick. The master can't do anything about it. Even though 4 years if he gets sick, the master could do something about it. That is sick, he can't do anything. This guy can still do other forms of employment. So you wanted him to cut diamonds, but now he can be a garden, a sentry post there. That's
so
good enough.
When you say Shevet Gedola, you mean according to his malacha, and Katana is according to the minimum wage?
Shevet Gedola means a nezik, and nezik includes what the malacha he was doing, he's no longer employable. Yeah. Then we're right. Rava says, "Hakol yitin le'eve." Big machleik is showing him how to go to this. This is how Rashi goes, and he needs a lot of husband. Rava says, "Everything is given to the eved. The eved is the one who gets the money. The yilker ben kaka, and he buys property. V'harav oichel peidus, and the rav is the one who benefits from the peidus. The balabas is the one who had a loss. He owns the eved, and yet the eved is the one who gets compensation. and only the Balabas
lost
gets
his hand.
Don't matter, but Evan lost his hand, and who gets the compensation? But the Evan Balabas owns the Evan. He bought him for a service, and you're not giving me that service. So I had a loss.
But the Avdus Gufa is an over also, isn't it? One day he'll go free.
So that's what I'm saying. One day he'll go free. No, I'm talking about the Nezik is we'll resume. Rava holds, not like a buyer, Rava holds a temporary Nezik, you got to pay. Mm. Because right now there's a Nezik. But who gets that money? The Evid. And that's, Taser brings the gifts and the Kula Rav. It all goes to the master. What's the Swelim Achlekes? I don't know.
He has to buy property.
And then you buy property, and then, according to Rav, buy property, and
like
the dividends go to the master.
What's like Nichsitz and Barzel, where the husband gets the payers, but she keeps the
Keren. Right, the pshita, that's for sure. Pich is Eitzel Atzma. Is Moshe here, by the way? Is away?
He was here yesterday.
Okay. Pshita, I think going to Zro.
No, he said Tuesday next.
Pshita, that's obvious. Pich is Eitzel Atzma. What about it? The value by himself. But Eitzel Rabbe le Pich, but he didn't get the value by his Rebbe. The he gave him a nip over there at the tip of his ear, which doesn't affect the work to the master. The tip of his nose, so no one got hurt by this David. Then everything goes to David. But if he was hurt by his master, for example, he lost the use of his arm, then plucked to the Bible. Rabbi says that the Shev is goes to the master, and Rabbi says it goes to the David. When it comes to shame, how do you value it? Hakol if you have it depends who the one who gave, who issued that shame, and the one who on the receiving end. In other words, if the person, the more chashuv the person is, embarrasses you, the more embarrassed you are, and the less chashuv you are, then the less embarrassed you are. So we'll see. Gara machlekes mani maslisin. Who makes it commensurate? Loy Rabbi Meir, Loy Rabbi Yehuda, El Rabbi Shimon. Now we learned kulan roi noisa. Rabbi Meir holds we view every Jewish child ki ilu heim as if they are bnei chayrin. Every Jewish child is a free person. She yardu min nechseim. They used to be rich, but now they're poor. So they're still sensitive. We have sensitive neshamas. Because we remembered what it was like. So if you never knew what it was like, you're born poor your whole life. You don't even realize what you're ashamed because you don't know any better. So no, we all know better because we were once upon a time rich, but now we are suffering. So everyone was equal, and that's the situation we're in. If somebody embarrasses them, everyone is on the same level. There's no difference in cost. Abuda says, "Hagodol if he godly." No, depending how chashuv you are, you're more chashuv. Then what you dish out hurts more, and what you receive hurts more. The katan lefi katan, and if you're a small person, what you dish out is not that important, and what you receive also is not such a big shame. Rab Shimon says, "Ashirim, if it's rich people, roinoisa, we imagine ki ilu heim bnei chayin." It comes to rich people. I agree. We imagine they were rich people. She yardim nichseim, lost their estates. It's so sensitive. Aniim, but when it comes to poor people. Is kibchus and shabem. When it comes to poor people, we'll imagine the poor as if the poor as they are, so there's practically no shame. So he makes a divide between the rich and the poor. Yeah, no matter who's author of Mishnah. Eat a Mishnah says it's commensurate. Masdisik Tani Hakalafi Mavajas by it's all commensurate, but a mayor cool and Bahadi and Donny all the same. Vida Bihuda Masdisik Tani Mavajas says a summer chai, if Rabbi, the next Mishnah says that if you embarrass a blind person, if a blind person embarrasses others, you're potter. But if you embarrass a blind person, you are chayv. And the Mishnah does Mavajas a summer chayv. The Mishnah says if you embarrass a blind person, chayv. The Mishnah makes no difference if he's on the receiving end or on the giving end. If you embarrass a blind person or he embarrasses somebody, you are chayv. Yet Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds, if the blind person embarrasses somebody, doesn't even see what he's doing, it's not responsible. So the author of our Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Yehuda. If he dishes it out, there's no boishes. Elav Rabbi Shimon, he follows Rabbi Shimon. Says, he might have Rabbi Yehuda. He Amar Rabbi Yehuda Sumin Abayishin. Rabbi Yehuda said that a Sumin has no shame. Limishkul minne. If he dishes it out, his shame doesn't mean anything. He doesn't know who you are, so it's not. You don't. Nobody takes it personal. Avol emeis v'lei, but he should be on the receiving end. You have inle. Of course, you embarrassed him. How can it be? But Tony Sefer, it says later on in the Mishnah, Hamavayi, did we make a distinction whether it's dishing out or receiving? Hamavayi, it's just a Yoshua, and make a distinction. A guy's asleep. If you shame somebody, he's asleep. Chayv. he's chayv. The yoshin shabai, the guy's in his sleep, embarrass somebody's potter because he has no idea what he's doing. And we don't make that same distinction by a blind person. Zaraya, a blind person dishing out, mefedesh is chayiv. Lotani shabai potter, mekloud, lishna. It seems clear from the Mishnah, there's no difference by a blind person, whether he dishes out, whether he's receiving, he's always potter. He makes no difference. And your answer, you're trying to make a difference between giving or receiving, is not true. And the machvarta must listen up Shimini. The beautiful is a blind person never is involved in boishes, either giving or receiving. And therefore, the offer of mission is a beautiful up Shimini. It's commensurate. But commensurate means rich, as if he once had money and lost it, and poor means he never had money or in the bottom of the pack. Man Tana Lahadatanabana, who learned the following? This guy, when the buyers are cotton, you intended to mevayir somebody small. Right now, we think small and big means money. Everyone already measures people by money. So when he says cotton godl, everything levi cotton means somebody poor. Ubayish is a godl, and ubiyash is a godl. Instead, who did he shame? A rich man. What happens? So it's unintentional for the rich, but intentional to shame. When you send the godl, so you have to pay, reimburse the rich man, but how much money, as much as your intention was? To make boy, special cotton. What would the effect have been on a cotton? And that's what you pay to the rich man. Levayish is an eved. You intended to shame an eved. Ubayish is a mechayid, and you went in mechayid, and you noisel a mechayid. That means this Mishnah holds that an eved has shame. Not everyone holds an eved has shame. This Mishnah holds that eved has shame. And therefore, that's what amount of money you pay to the Bnei Chayim. To make boishtish, eleven money, let up me, Rabbi Yehuda, let up Shimon. Because that we thought, right now we thought, cotton, bin chasim, godl, chasim, rich and poor. So, I made a whole that everyone's equal. How am I cool, Bahadi, I don't know, all equal. What are you talking about? What's the distinction you're making? Rabbi Yehuda, he says clearly, ain't la vodim boishtish, there's no shame by a vodim either way. Rabbi Shimon, Haman, is kavan, levaishtish, Shimon holds that Bechlar, Shimon holds, if you intended to mevayish Reuven, you mevayish Shimon, you potter. If you intended to kill Reuven, you killed Shimon, you potter, because it has to be intentional to that person, but out of loy. That's what we'll see. We had it before already. My timer kick taller, like we're killing Mark taller, and embarrassing is like killing, because that's what happens. That's the one see. End up in the test where his face turns white. Mark taller, Adam is gamble, just like you're killing until his face turns white. Receive out of like that you ambushed him, become your olive, and you had to jump him. You know, you had to know exactly who your target was. Action is Gavin Loy intended him, but Nami Adam and Chavon. You have to intend him. It says Veshochi Yoda Vechazika Bemavushab. But she stretched out her hand and grabbed a hold of his parts. Action is Gavin Loy. La'elam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. He coming. What wants to answer? When Rabbi Yehuda say Ain Lavodim Boishes that Lavodim have no Boishes is they have no Boishes on the giving the dishing out end, but receiving end they do. L'meis v'lehu Avol L'meishem Shaminimhu. Or he said Nochme. We don't give any money to an Eved for shaming, but we still can value what the shame is worth. So others, remember, we're not giving money to the Eved. Here, you wanted to shame an Eved, you ended up shaming an innocent person. So the amount of the value, we're not going to give it to the Eved, but there is a value of what the Eved is willing to take for shame. And that value is what you give to the free person. We value. Who told you Godl means rich, and cotton chos means poor. Like Godl Godl mamish in years, and cotton mamish in years. For any more cotton, Rabbi Yeshua, cotton understands what shame is. In yes, certain age, yes. Papa, the michlumu. There's an age by cotton. If you shame him, michlum, he does get a shame. You remind him, his face turns red. Embarrass him, it turns shame, his face turns colors. That cotton is of age ready to be embarrassed. An older kid. So, anyway, by the Mishnah, you shame somebody who's naked. How exactly do you shame him? We'll see. You shame somebody who's blind. You shame somebody asleep. In all these cases, chayv. But a guy is asleep, and I shame that person who's sleeping. And make fun of him. The Yoshan Shabbai, but if a guy's asleep is saying words coming out of his mouth in his sleep and he's shaming others, Potter Ya Potter. And only by Yoshan do we make that distinction if he's on the receiving end or the dishing end. Not from Minagagi, he fell off the roof of Hizik and he caused damage, Rabbayish and he caused shame. Chayiv al Nezek. So the Nezek, even though it's unintentional, he's Chayiv. U Potter al Abayish, but you Potter for the shame that he caused. Achi, Miskavin has to be intentional. Says in Gemara, Ramami learn. Bayish Odom Chayiv. It says in the Brayis, if you shame somebody while they're naked, you're Chayiv. Amish says you Potter. The Eino Dime Bayish Odom Le Bayish Lovish. That what you still cannot compare somebody who is dressed when you shame them when somebody is undressed because he's already partially shamed.
Rashi has a question. A guy who walks around naked.
That's next tomorrow. If you embarrass somebody in the Beis HaMerchez, he's already undressed. You are chayiv, and yet the shame is much less in the Beis HaMerchez than the shuk. Amma, you just said, this is what the Rashi is talking about. That it says, if you shame somebody who's naked, how can you shame somebody who's naked? Since he doesn't care about walking around naked, well, you pull his pants down, so what does he care? Well, how do you shame him? Omar Papa, my orum, the osa orum here doesn't mean totally naked. The osa zika karchinu limane, the wind came and blew up his dress or his bro. And then Vasa, the little tvei, you came along and lifted more. Ubaisho, you shamed him. So here he was not totally undressed. He was partly undressed and wasn't his fault was the wind. Tesa makes a chilik between if the wind did or he did himself. If he lifted himself, Tesa, and then you did the rest, you wouldn't be called shaming. If you're wearing a dress should be down to the knees and you wore it halfway to the thighs, so another guy comes along and pulls it higher, according to Tesis, that's not called shaming, because you already put yourself into shame. According to because he makes a distinction between the wind and not. Rashi does not make a distinction. Means according to Rashi, if somebody's partly shamed, does not give you any right to increase that shame. Okay. Right to the Gemara, Beis HaMerchez Chayiv, Beis HaMerchez Barbosh Lucheder. There is already also shame that was dressed. Amar Papa Shebaishu Al Gav Hanor. He was standing by rivers. He wasn't fully dressed. He was by a river, he lifted the hem of his robe so that he can walk into the water. This guy came and lifted a bit more. Here's definitely a case where another guy came and lifted a bit more, and we're saying that it's a shame. But maybe it's different because you don't raise it very high. You only raise it to get your ankles. Before we're talking about you raise it very high already in the first place. You just raise it high. Here, it's very low. It's down to the knees, the ankles. Boy, but about Mama, Baisha, Yoshin, the mace. Here's an interesting question. A very interesting question about shame. What's the worst thing about shame? So we put out an example so you can explain. You shamed somebody in the sleep, and then he died. Before he woke up, he never knew that he was embarrassed. You have to pay for that shame. That's the question.
The reputation.
There's three questions here. Is the shame for the person himself? Is the shame the inyan in the room? Doesn't matter, family or friend or anything else. The inyan that you're being mazalzel person, that person now is in a state of ridicule. Or is the shame that the family now embarrassed? Three possibilities. So the Gemara goes through them. Baisha Yoshua Macy died, Mao. Mike and Boyle, explain your question. There's no question. The whole idea is that he personally got embarrassed. He died, he never knew. So there's no shame. He never, even for a split second, he didn't know. Because we know that when it comes to throw somebody off a roof, we can be very careful how you dress him because of the shame of those 2 seconds. But he wasn't even a second of shame, he was asleep. The etzim inyan, that one that you belittling him, you're ridiculing him, that in itself is a zilusa, and a human being has dignity, and you now breach that dignity, and that's what it's all about. Well, Ozle, you did it. Tosh Magamir, I made a chedesh cotton, a chedesh and a cotton, yeshlan baish. If you shame them, there's baishes. Oh, but a shaita ain't like baishes. But a shaita, there's no baishes. Elim came, if it's a question of shame. Heinrich Tony Cotton. So if you're talking about Zilusa, not that he personally he's a cotton, but around the whole idea is ridiculous and it's just not becoming and not appropriate to make sense. Even a cotton, there's idea of a Zilusa. Eliyamim Mishu Ksufa, personal shame. Cotton Barba, we become changed to a cotton. Elamai, what do you want to say? Mishum Zilusa. You want to say that about Zilusa? So how come a Shaita, there's no Zilusa? His dignity was stripped away from him. A guy who is a Shaita, that in itself is stripped away, and there's no dignity left there. A person who behaves like a Shaita, and this Shaita here is like the Shagas one, there's no dignity left that we're worried, you know, that he breached somehow. The Kol Makom, nevertheless, Nifshib B'nei, let's resolve from here. The Zilusu, obviously, if a cotton and a Chedesh have shame, it must be not for them personally, but for the Inyan. The Imishu Ksufu, cotton by Ksufu. Someone says, yes, like we just learned before. Kidamala Papa, the Michlim Lay Michlim. A cotton does have Zilcharpa, that if you embarrass him, it turns red, that is shame. Papa says, he's the one who gave that answer, yet he'll give another answer. Now, Papa says, this is a question. The question is different. Is it Mishum Kisufa today? Is it his own personal shame? And that's what we're standing and defending. Oy, Vamaisa is dead. Adil Mishum Baishes Mishpacha. People will talk about, their Yankel. He's a cousin of this and that. You know what he did? Okay. What is it? Is it the family we're worried about, or are we worried about the deceased? Hashma, the same Gemara, Chayit regarding the Boishes, the Shait and the Boishes, Iyam, Mishlem, Mishlem, Boishes, Mishpah, the family, Hayin, the Tani Cotton, that's why Cotton's included, he has a family. And the Amnim Shikzuv, today, his own personal shame, Cotton, by Boishes, he shy for shame. Says, Gemara, my Mishlem, Boishes, the Mishpah, the family, Nu, Afil, Shait, Nami, Shait, this family also, Ain Loch Shait, Boishik, Doil, Mazu, there's no greater shame than the fact that they already have a Shait in the family, what can you add to that? Let's resolve from here. The Mishum Boishes Mishpacha. Let's say it's a family shame. Because the Mishum Ksufa Cotton Bar Ksufa or Child Shaykh Ksufa. I'm not a puppy. Yes, the Michlele and Michlem. If you embarrass him, he does get embarrassed. But Tanya Rebbe Yemim says Chedish Yeshle Boishes. Rebbe argues. He says the Chedish is an intelligent person has shame. About Shaita ain't like Boishes, and a Shaita has no shame. Cotton depends. Pa'amim Yesh. And this is a support to what Papa said. A cotton depends. Sometimes, yeah, probably mainly. How did Michle and Michle, if you embarrass him and he gets embarrassed? How did Michle and Michle get embarrassed? I'm a vayish, assume, if you embarrass, assume. Maslisin the like it, Abbe Huda, our mission does not work like Abbe Huda. Tanya Abbe Huda says, Summa ain't like Baishit. Abbe Huda says that a Summa has no Baishit. Abbe Huda said that a Summa has no Baishit. The Kacha Yerai Puda, Poyta Mechaibi Go Mechaibi Malkis. Rav Yehuda says that a blind person has no shame whatsoever. Either way, either dishing or receiving, all the dinim of a beis don't apply. The same thing, Rav Yehuda said a blind person is mechayiv golus. If he killed somebody by mistake, he does not go to exile. Or mechayiv malkus. If he did avera by mistake, he does not get punished malkus. Or mechayiv misses bezin. Or will he mechayiv misses bezin if he did it by mistake? My timer, the Rav Yehuda Gomer, he learns out, Einecha, Einecha, Me'edim Zeymin. He learns out from Eidim Zeymin. There it says, Einecha. Ma'hasam, just like by Eidim Zeymin. It says, Einecha. Blind people cannot be Eidim Zeymin. How can they testify? Sumin loy, avhocha. So too over here is Sumin loy. Over here, Sumin also are not. Sumin not responsible. There's no shame there. It says Einecha by the pasuk of shame. It says the Gemara Loi Mechayv Golos. Hainu Loi Mechayv Golos. It also says seeing. Tanya Beloi Rois. He killed somebody without seeing. Prat Lusuma. Prat to somebody's blind. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That Meira Imen Faket. The Rabbi is a Suma to include somebody's blind is responsible. What's going on here? My time Rabbi Yehuda Amalach. He says that is very interesting here. He says you have a ribu and you have a meat and a meat. He said, you have a meat. Bashi Yaveh said, "Eyu beyat." Anybody who walks into the forest of his friend is anybody. Lach tevei to chop wood. Afilusume, even a blind person. That's the story. Then Kotzer Achmon beloy rois, and he couldn't see. The Muute comes to mind that only a person who can that he the only reason why he cannot see is because he didn't see at the moment, but he has vision. Okay, comes along like Meir Kotzer Achmon beloy rois. I know. I have two pratim. Beloy rois, he cannot see. That means that normally he could see. The Lamute comes to the Mayit, a blind person, because of Rachman, and then says, the Bulidas, without any knowledge. Who doesn't have knowledge? A blind person. Lamute have a miut, acha miut, ve minach mil rabbis. Every time you have two miutim, it's coming to be marbim. The rabbi, yeah, Taisa has a brilliant question. He doesn't answer. Taisa, the whole concept will have all over Shas. I'm surprised. This is the first Taisa thing I remember seeing. You have the whole shas. Ein miut acha miut el rabbis. You have two miutim. Why? You have two exceptions. I tell you on the contrary to be marvel. Then we have a rule. Ein ribui acha ribui. You have twice a word that's inclusive. El lamait. Like they cancel each other out. So ask faces. I don't understand. Why have two miutim? Don't have either miutim and then you'll be status quo. Don't have both ribui and you're status quo. What do you have to have two ribuis and then bring it back to status quo? You made the tzorichin. What's the purpose? It doesn't achieve anything other than having a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda, who mit blidas? What does he do with blidas? He says not a second meat. He needs a prat lemeskaven who does it comes to. We're almost finished. Prat lemeskaven who does it comes to a case. He must have intention. Chayv and Mrs. Bezen. Baba Chayv and Mrs. Bezen. Asya belunat ritzeach ritzeach. They both called it ritzeach. He murdered. Mechayv and Golas. Mechayv and Golas. A blind person is potter. So too, because that's Leroy's. So too, Chayv and Mrs. Bezen. Chayv and Malkus. How do you know if you're supposed to get Malkus, say, tray for something, they don't get punished? Asya, Russia, Russia. Chayv and Malkus is called a Russia. And also, Chayv and Mrs. Bezen are called a Russia. So they're all the same. Stop paying attention tomorrow, Mr. Shem.
Why is a Yosh?